Another busy week. Mavs continue to build with more English players. How important is that to you, Camilla and Robin?
Massively important. I think that the English players deserve their spots in our squad and in our franchise. And I think it's important for us to continue to build England netballers. A lot of the senior players have gone out to Australia and New Zealand. So it's important for us to work with the up-and-coming youngsters and a few of the older players. But let's not forget, you know, 26, 27, they're definitely not oldies. You know, that they are still up-and-coming and they can give something to our game. So definitely, we're excited to support the English talent that we've got coming through.
I was pleased to see on Tuesday as well, Michelle's going to come back for another season. How important is it to have somebody like that mid-course?
She definitely showed her worth last year and she was an incredible asset to the squad last season. Really excited to have her back in Mavericks colours. And just to have that experience in that centre court is going to be tenfold. So we continue to see her build and grow in training. And she's been really impressing. So she's been working hard in the off-season. So, yeah, again, just pushing forward.
And Rose and Vicklin are coming back into the Mavs family after some time away. Did they settle back in pretty quickly?
Yeah, definitely. They've both been playing Prem, so they've both been playing Premiership with different clubs. So they've again been given a lot of input into the English league. And again, it's great to see them back into the fold. I think Super League has built and evolved since they were last in the squad, but they can again continue to build and bring back a lot of the Mavericks as old and understand Mavericks as a franchise, etc. as well. So it's a really exciting time for us. We've got a massive mix of players coming back in, and you know, we need that mix of ability and experience and everything else to create the perfect team. So yeah, excited.
And the nice thing is as well, obviously their advantage is something that the whole team can build on.
Yeah, definitely. And they are really experienced players, but as I said before, they are still, you know, pretty young as compared to me. But yeah, you know, they're still the right age of 30 and they are still young and have got a lot to give. So they have continued to develop and they're working continuously really, really hard over the summer and proved their worth in the trials. So we're excited to see them on court this season.
And I bet that's nice as coaches. Obviously, they've had that time away, but they're coming back and they're still as passionate as ever were despite the time away and obviously ready to get started.
Yeah, definitely. And they're really prepared to work hard for it. And I think that's the whole Mavericks, you know, that's what we look for is some people that are really desperate to show what they can do, showcase their skills. They are something a little bit different. And as a Maverick, you know, that's what we bring to the Super League. So definitely, we're something different. It's something exciting that people can see the unexpected. And really keen players that have got the ability and skill to pull it off at that top level. So, yeah, exciting time.
Mavs' first announcements for the new season were Lindsay, Sophie and Summer. How important was it as a coaching team to almost announce these first to reassure fans in a way?
They've been the backbone of Super League and of Mavericks for a number of seasons. I think Lindsay's in her seventh season this year, so she's been the backbone of Mavericks, and it's important that we you know, celebrate the time with us and the experience of those players and, you know, reassuring the fans, definitely. I think it was a quiet for a long time for a lot of franchises, and I think you know, being in a situation where we're, you know, coming into things, we're into the next 4-year kind of cycle, then it's important that we, you know, continue to build and grow, and I think we've definitely shown that with the signings that we've brought on.
And I haven't thanked you in person yet for re-signing Ash Neal. Super League fans will remember her time in a certain team in Surrey wearing duck egg. Was that where she caught your eye?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Ash is a great team player. She's an experienced player. She brings a lot for the fans and a lot in the shooting circle as well. So she's got a great depth to her game, and we have been tracking her throughout her time in Australia. And she's definitely, again, continued to build since she was at Storm. So, again, we're excited to see what she can bring to the Maverick side and continue to grow with us.
And something a little bit tasty for the Dragons games for his sister Kyra as well.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I think it's a good job that they don't actually play the same position. That's the only thing. But no, you know, it's great having them both in. And again, you know, what they can bring into the franchises. And, you know, that sisterly rivalry. They're both very skilled players. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to that head-to-head.
And there's obviously today's news as well. What What could you possibly tell me about that? Even become public knowledge yet, so I've got to confess, I have no idea what you're going to tell me now.
We've got some really exciting news. So within the Mavericks franchise, we have been working with a lot of the young players coming through, and we've actually got four new signings, three of which are in the under-21s England squads. So we've got a very young defensive back line, but it's a very exciting one. You know, three players that have shown their worth in NPL and have continued to develop, Halle and Zara, Zara being only 16, 17 years of age. So it's a really exciting time for her at the moment. And she has continued to impress at NPL and also at international stages as well. So we're really excited about bringing her into Super League this season, as well as Halle from the NPL Maverick side. And we're also working with Raz and Sophie Drakeford-Lewis as well. So again, Raz has been selected for under-21s, performed in the Netball Europe alongside with Summer. So again, really exciting signing for us. And Sophie Drakeford-Lewis has been playing in England under-19 as well. So again, some really inexperienced, young, exciting talent for us to showcase and for us to blend with the more experienced players that we've got in our squad already.
And you will literally not believe it, but my next question to you was going to be, just this week, Lightning have obviously announced Brittany, Rebecca and Vicky, and yeah, Northumbria have announced Emily, so is the youngsters and was the under-21s something that you would be looking at? And
yeah,
I think you've just answered
yeah.
it.
Definitely.
Look, it's here if you don't believe me.
The under-21s are, you know, they're an exciting group at the moment. And I think the work that Tamsin Greenway's done with them and now Emily Perry coming into things as well, they've done some fantastic work with them. And they've continued to impress the under-21 group. You know, it's a big year for them this year, going into World Champs next year. So it's really, really important for us to continue to kind of build and continue to grow with them, and to give them the exposure that they really need. They have really worked hard for us this season, and we just continue to keep building them. And Mavericks produce a lot of good youngsters. We've seen a few players, unfortunately, leave us this season. So it's important for us to continue to build and bring on those youngsters and give them the right exposure in a nurturing and performance environment as well. So really exciting time.
And that investment and obviously recognition from across the franchises, that's important in the development of the game then, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we need to make sure that we've got that next layer of players coming through. And I think, you know, with Australia and New Zealand, obviously taking a lot of, as I said before, a lot of our older players, it's, you know, it's important that we build and give input into that next kind of tier of players coming through.
And I did make it, you had about five or six spaces left, but are you about done now? Is that your team done?
Yeah, we've still got one more. So 11 players we've signed. We've still got one to announce. So no, we're not done yet. There's still one more exciting piece of the jigsaw puzzle that we're going to produce. But yeah, that will be announced over the next week or so. So yeah, nearly there.
So shall we end this chat with watch this space and I'll speak to you in a fortnight?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we will speak soon.
Okay, well, Kat, we'll speak in a fortnight. I'll ring you tomorrow without a microphone in front of you to find out that final name, all right?
Ha 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 ha.